When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome in, friendos. It's hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid and the Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Worldwide. ITL. Everywhere. I'm Chris Welsh. That's Scott Bogman. Find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh and at Bogman Sports. You can find all of the podcasts when you search In This League wherever podcasts are. Or if you listen on the radio, you can just sit back, relax, listen, and do your thing. Do your thing, Box.
Do your thing.
I've actually, because I just got a new car, I've been listening to the radio for some reason a little bit more, but I got a function back that I couldn't be more happier about is Bluetooth. Like the Bluetooth through the speakers. For whatever reason, my last car, I couldn't get it to work. Similar to CBS this week, where didn't work during drafts or fan tracks for auctions, you know, where things don't work constantly when they should work. That's how my old car was. But then I upgraded, and I'm not saying, you know, my car is like ESPN or Yahoo, because those guys, there really is no platform that is completely free of it all. Maybe the only hope everybody has is places like, like the DFS stuff, like a FanDuel. You know, FanDuel can properly function without going down. I've seen some sports books have been having some problems. Some other sports books I've seen people complaining about. We actually have a betting room in our ITL Army and our Patreon, and some people are complaining about some books going down. Real technological drop kind of happening across the board there, Bogman.
Yeah, it's very strange that CBS can pay some of these actors like $1 million an episode, but not enough servers to handle draft night. So very, very strange.
They got a lot of stuff they're trying to figure out. It's not like it's their only job to make that. I guess in CBS case, actually, I'm being sarcastic and douchey, but that is technically true. But, you know, like, that's your platform. You got to make it work. Get the servers up. Same thing for Fantrax. Same thing for Yahoo. Like, fix it.
Everything should be working. It's week one. Should be. You know,
Let's go. Well, that's why we are going to go and dabble in a little bit of DFS when we come back, because they have got their stuff going. And here's the positive thing. You don't have to sit back for one single minute to set your lineups. You got time. You got time to do the research. You can set that up and you can be rocking. And that is what we are going to do on the other side of this break. It is Bogman and Welsh FanDuel lineup for week one of the NFL. So don't go anywhere. More In This League right around the corner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In This League.
Break it down.
Friendos, come and check us out now over at inthisleague.com. You can hang out with Bogman and the Welsh. You can get direct access, and you can get a whole bunch more in our audio universe, where we've got group me rooms, we've got live streams, we've got secret shows, we've got ranked different lists, and a whole bunch of people that potentially like us, like you like us. And you can hang out with them and you can, you know, I don't know, talk about stuff. Maybe they could like have a little powwow, a little live stream with a couple beers. I don't know, Bogdan. Yeah. What do people do nowadays? I don't have friends, so I don't
know.
I just pray
that my internet works. That's what I pray for.
Yeah, you've been having a struggle. Can you imagine? Oh, so real quick, because we got to get to the DFS, but can you imagine, and just wait for it, if you get to Sunday talking about technology breaking down and DirecTV outage and there's no football? I mean, what
why
would you
say that?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why
that
would you
this,
say that to me?
I'm sorry.
What's your
what
problem?
What would you do?
I would ruin DirecTV. It but, would I mean, be would my, you, my life's mission.
Would you spend your time? Would you spend your
ruining,
time?
Ruining, I would ignore everything else.
You wouldn't drive to a bar and try to watch the games immediately?
No, I'd be too busy trying to take down the empire that is DirecTV if that happened. So, no. I've had some weather issues before and stuff, obviously, during football games for DirecTV. But then I flipped to the online side. So, but when your internet's acting squirrely, it's just no fun for anybody, especially when you're doing something like this or doing a Thursday Night Football live stream or any of that stuff. And I pay through the nose for my internet. So it's really making me mad and raising my blood pressure and potentially going to kill me that my internet is not just working perfect. I pay so much. Just do your job. That's all I want. Do your effing job.
You'll be fine as soon as football happens. As soon as football, that is the magic that is football.
You love to do those a-hole what ifs though. Like, hey, what if you had to cut off your leg or your arm? I'm like, well,
my wife hates
to.
It. My wife hates it so much too.
Well, it's terrible.
She's like you. She doesn't want to play that game. And I'm like, but like, what if? And she's like, no.
And I'm like, well, I don't have to. So why would we do that? So, obviously it's my leg.
Yeah. All right. Well, fingers crossed. Football, good to go in the Bogman household. FanDuel, some DFS lineups. That is where we're going to be setting our lineups for this year. I sure wish we were going to be playing. But one thing we are going to do, because Arizona has got the restrictions, so we can't enter the contest, which is lame. Arizona, lame. But what we can do, Mr. Bogman, is we can track how we do versus each other. Now, we did award internet points in previous years for people that listen to us. We put this out there. Yeah, you get 500 internet points for playing one of our lineups and, you know, letting us know that you played one of our exact lineups. And we've had listeners who, I don't remember who our listener was. Who was it who's done it for 2 years?
Donovan. Right?
Donovan. No, not Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan. Yeah, it's Donovan.
Are you sure it's Donovan?
Yes. He just retweeted all of our stuff.
No,
so.
He tracked the stuff, but no, we had a sports grid only listener that would play our DFS lineups every, it's not Donovan. Doesn't matter. I forget.
Okay.
Yeah. but they would, he would also track how much the money was and who was doing better on that. This year, I think you and I, it's a full on competition. So we're going to have to, you know, have someone help us with this. We're going to take our lineups versus each other. And then whoever wins, that's a win. And we're going to go all 17 games, bing, bang, boom. And we're going to crown a winner. Should we put some money on it?
You want to put some money on it? Let's go.
I mean, we can do we could do a per week. We could do overall.
You want to play like a skins game like they do in golf where it's, we collect the, let's go $10 a week, and we, you know, over 17 weeks. So whoever, like, you know, if you win five more than me, I owe you $50, something like that.
Okay, there we go. So,
all right, done.
Perfect. Done and done. So we've got our lineups here for FanDuel this week. So Bogman, I mean, you are the crowning gambling champ. So let's hear it.
All right. So my lineup that I set on FanDuel for this week, and I think you would agree the Welsh, ours are more, they're not double up game plays. They're tournament plays, right? They're, you want to take a swing. You want to take a little more risks. So we would say they're more tournament plays, correct?
I mean, do you think so? I mean, I actually think with tournament plays, you're going to take a lot more risks. And I don't know if you're taking as many risks. I think, like, I look at mine and I'm like, this is fantastic for a 50-50. But I'd also like to play it. I'm probably not playing this in like a milli one, but I'm playing this in a shorter contest.
The Welsh's lineup is so good, by the way, that you can play it in either cash games or tournaments. That's what he just said. So congratulations. I'm going to just say that my lineups are tournament lineups. I'm going to take some risks. I'm going to take some swings, especially week one. It's crazy.
Let's do it. All right. Tournament lineup. Right. Boom.
My
boom,
quarterback boom. Is Lamar Jackson against the Cleveland Browns. So I paid up for my quarterback. You know, you kind of have to in FanDuel anyway. I like Jimmy G as a cheap buy this week if you're looking for someone cheap, because his games against the Cardinals were both over 300. One was over 400 last year. And their game script in that last game seemed to be pass. So I do like a little bit of a swing on Jimmy G. Running backs, kind of chalky here for my first one. Josh Jacobs against the Panthers. I don't know, man. That is just a great, great matchup. They got a bunch of young guys starting at wideout, two rookies and Hunter Renfrow in his second year. They should be beating up on the Panthers. So Josh Jacobs is my big buy. I'm going with a swing play here, cheap on my second running back. I'm going Antonio Gibson is only 4,600.
I knew you were going Antonio Gibson. You didn't tell me. We didn't talk about it. I just knew you were Antonio Gibson this week.
Well, he doesn't have to have a bunch of touches to make an impact. It's the same stuff that he did. He had 12 touchdowns at Memphis last year in, I think it was 80-something touches overall, like 30 rushes and 50 catches. So Antonio Gibson is going to get run this week. They don't have any other running backs. It's Barber, McKissick, and Gibson. That's it. Love is probably not even going to get a helmet. He can't play special teams. So we'll see how that breaks out. Big time wide receivers here. Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, DK Metcalf. I am all in on these big name wideouts. You know, I think that game between the Saints and the Bucks is going to be a shootout. I like Seattle to be beaten up on Atlanta. So they're probably going to have a little bit of garbage time. And Julio loves garbage time. We know that. And the corners in Atlanta are so terrible. I can't imagine that DK Metcalf does not score a touchdown this week. My starting tight end, I bottomed out. I went bottom barrel. I went cheap. This is how you know your lineup is good, the Welsh, when you're stacking Washington football team players. Logan Thomas won the starting tight end job. He scored a couple times. He's obviously a converted quarterback playing tight end for Washington now. So I've got him for 4,000. My flex is DeSean Jackson. He's healthy. It's week one. It's against the Washington football teams, and he scorched them last year for almost 150 yards and two scores. So I love that matchup. And my defense, I actually paid up a little bit for my defense this week. I went Buffalo against the Jets. The Jets are terrible. Buffalo's defense is good. It's the lowest over-under of the week. So I think Buffalo could come away with some nice turnovers as well. So that is my week one FanDuel lineup, the Welsh.
We've got two crossovers, so that'll be interesting how it plays. What do I have here? I've only got about a minute, so I'm going to blast through these. I've got Tom Brady as my quarterback at 7,600 versus New Orleans. Very, very high over. I expect Tom Brady to drop me in a couple touchdowns. He's like a median line quarterback as far as pay goes this week. I also have Josh Jacobs because I completely agree. Something I might consider for the future, especially if we're playing against each other, to not do that. But Josh Jacobs at 8,200, a great play. Raheem Mostert against Arizona's defense, and the 49ers should be rolling, and we know how they are with the run. I think he's a fantastic buy. I got two big wideouts. I've also got Michael Thomas. I got Chris Godwin with Mike Evans a little bit banged up, and went Marquise Brown, so I'm going to kind of attack your stack a little bit on Lamar Jackson because I expect them to score. I went heavy on tight end, but not the crazy. I went Zach Ertz, who was the fourth most expensive tight end against Washington, which I thought was a crazy, crazy good buy and a play. He should be getting a ton. I went James White in maybe one of my favorite plays, only 5,300 on FanDuel up against Miami. I just completely feel a two touchdown game from James White coming with Cam Newton this week. I think this is a great one. And I went with the Colts, even though you and I were talking a little bit about the defenses. Colts against the Jaguars for only 3,700.
Another good matchup.
Yeah, they're not even in the top five of cost. So there you go. So we'll recap the lineup when we come back, and then we are going to get all of our bets for week one in. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
It has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
I feel back in the house. It's Bogman, it's Welsh, it's you. NFL Week 1. We just set those FanDuel lineups there, Bogman. Recap.
That's right.
Recap. I've got Brady, Jacobs, Mostert, Godwin, Marquise Brown, Michael Thomas, Zach Ertz at tight end, James White as my flex, and I've got the Colts defense against Jacksonville. So a little tiny Tampa Bay stack with Brady and Godwin. I've got one of the best wide receivers in Michael Thomas in there, a top tight end. James White is super, super sneaky, just around the 5,000 mark. I very, very much like this team.
I've got Lamar Jackson, Josh Jacobs, Antonio Gibson, Julio, Michael Thomas, DK Metcalf, Logan Thomas, DeSean Jackson, and the Buffalo Bills defense. I've got two big swings in there in Logan Thomas and Antonio Gibson, but yeah, it made me afford all of those great wide receivers. So pretty stoked about this lineup. Pretty happy about it.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. So if you play our lineups, especially if you play both of them against each other or something like that, tweet us and you will officially get 500 internet points, which you can return for internet approval. That's how it works. When you have internet points, you get internet approval, and we say things like thank you, and we talk about you on the air and stuff like that. And you can redeem those rewards. But also, Bogman and I will be going up against each other in essentially a skins competition for the rest of the year. Right. Just a straight-up win or loss is coming out of week one, and we will go 17 weeks, and it will be so much fun. Now, I'm willing to do that. Where I'm not willing to do any type of competition with picks, because Bogman was like 50 games over 500 last year and had some really phenomenal weeks. And I started really strong in the top half, and then I just kind of fell apart in the second half of the season, but I still did end up 9 games over 500. So we were both over 500. If we were betting, you know, if I was betting $100 a game, you know, I'm up 900, or, you know, I guess if you're taking, you know, the minus tens and blah, 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 straight pick'ems, that's how we would go with this.
Well, so these are all of ours were against the spread. And so that's the big deal there. I think my big payoff was on the over unders more than it was on, I think I was like maybe 15 or 20 games above against the spread, but the over unders, I was 49 games up. So
crazy.
Yeah. I mean, wish we could bet. Wish Arizona wasn't so terrible. Yeah. Or yeah. at least open a sports book, Arizona. Like, open it somewhere so I can go there and bet. I'll do that. That's fine.
Something like that. So we're going to tackle it. So I'm not willing to jump into a situation where I'm going to bet against the picks and how you had them last year. This is your wheelhouse. But let's just jump right into this, man. Week one, we never do the Thursday game. And we always do the Monday game. So it's just never the Thursday game that we do these. And we are going to start up with the Chicago Bears. I was about to say the Chicago Bulls for some reason. The Chicago Bulls Bears, that's how far
at the Pistons.
It's how far removed it's been for 2020. we've got the Bears at the Detroit Lions. Detroit, I'd like you to check this number because I wonder if it's changed at all, because Detroit is a 3-point favorite. The over is set at 44.5, but Kenny Golladay is currently nursing a hamstring injury, and I can't imagine it's going to move too much because it's a Bears team, but I do kind of wonder if it drops down a little bit to like a 2.
Let me check here. So yeah, it has not budged. Bears Lions -3 and 42.5.
Where are you pulling this from? The FanDuel Sportsbook?
Yeah, actually, I tell you what, the over under dropped 2 points because Kenny Golladay is out. So Lions still -3, but 42.5 did drop off of the FanDuel book. So.
All right, so Bogman, why don't you start us up?
Look, I know I said that stat about all of the games basically going over week one a couple years back during the lockout, but I hate this game. I don't like these offenses, especially if Kenny Golladay's banged up. He might play, but he's still going to be banged up. The running game is a mess in Detroit right now. They just signed Adrian Peterson. He might lead them in carries week one. It wouldn't be shocking to see that. TJ Hockenson has said he's not 100%. I am going to take the Lions because the Bears are starting Mitch Trubisky, but they've got David Montgomery banged up as well. So they have pretty much one weapon too. So I am going to take the under on this game, but I'm going to take the home team and give the 3 points. Lions in the under for me on this one.
Yeah, I definitely agree on Detroit's side. I feel a little bit different about how the game can go. Maybe I'm back to my Pollyanna days of feeling a little bit Pollyanna about what the Bears could provide in this game. If you're without David Montgomery, I'm going to expect them to rely a little bit more instead of runs on short passes. Tariq Cohen's pretty explosive. You have Allen Robinson. You've got two receivers that can stretch the field. You've got Mitch Trubisky with all the confidence in the world behind him. Detroit's defense isn't exactly blowing the roof off. And you got Detroit, who is going to want to absolutely sling the ball as much as possible. Now, if Hockenson and Golladay, for some reason, were to be out, I mean, it changes a complete dynamic of this, and it probably becomes more of a run game. But even without Golladay, you still have got a couple options where you're going to be slinging the ball, and they've got multiple running backs that they can end up doing so if DeAndre Swift ends up playing any type of a role. So it's a really low, and I think it's the second lowest line now of the week. I'm going to take the over. So I'm going to go Detroit in the over on this one because of messy defensive stuff. I'm very much fair in this messy defensive place.
Honestly, if you want to go over on every game, I would not be shy. It's probably the best play this week, honestly.
All right, next up, we've got Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore -7.5 with a 48.5 over under. Are you double checking these as we go too?
Yep. Make sure that one's all good. Yep.
Cool. All right. So what do you got here?
I've got Baltimore in the over in this one. Look, Cleveland is changing some stuff up. They've added some pieces as well, which are going to make them very good. But they lost some pieces on their defense. Grant Delpit towards Achilles. He's done for the year. Mac Wilson's probably not going to play in this game either. I think he just had knee surgery, or he avoided surgery, but he's going to be out for a while. But anyway, I think Baltimore rolls in this one. I do think this one goes over. I think it goes over late, though. I don't think this is an easy over. I probably wouldn't mess with it if I'm putting my actual cash down on it, but I would take Baltimore. I would put money on that.
I feel very confident about Baltimore as well, but I'm struggling with the over-under. This would probably be a game that I avoid. But, Baltimore is a team that you feel like, they could just drop 42 in the week opener. So it's like, are they shutting out the Browns? I'm going to go the over. I was actually about to talk myself into the under, but the Browns got a lot of dynamic weapons on that offense. It's really going to be, for me, it's going to be how well prepared and how set is that Baltimore defense versus what Cleveland comes out running with. But I still feel confident enough that Baltimore, takes this game by 10. I would probably take Baltimore at 9.5 on this as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm with you. That one is kind of easy Baltimore for me.
Green Bay at Minnesota. Minnesota, a 2.5-point favorite. 45.5 is the over, Boggs.
Yeah, in this one, I don't think the rest of these games move. Minnesota, for me, give me the home team. Remember the domination they had over the Falcons in week one last year when they ran the ball so well they only had to pass it 11 times to win that game. That was incredible. You know, Green Bay, obviously a better overall team than Atlanta, but I don't like Green Bay starting out on the road. I don't know if I'm going to be a huge fan of Green Bay this year. So give me the Vikings. Easy one here.
Easy, really. I'm going to go on the opposite end. And maybe this is why you're a better picker than me, but I'm going to go with Green Bay. I think there's just some potential stall out with some of the Cook stuff that's gone on. You lost another weapon in the wide receiver game. Justin Jefferson's fun, but still, I think there's kind of an altered change there. They also lost one of their best defensive players in Hunter, which I think plays a role. And, you know, Green Bay can come out slinging, and Aaron Jones is a monster. It's tough playing on the road and in Minnesota, but I don't know. This isn't like Minnesota going to Green Bay. This is a different home field advantage. And I'm a little bit questionable about, hey, Green Bay, the power rankings, blah, blah, blah. I think Green Bay can actually sneak this one out, and I'm getting 2.5 points. I don't see this, though, kind of like what you're referring to, as a big slugfest. So I'm going to go with the under. And I don't feel great about it, but I see a lot of running between Aaron Jones and Dalvin Cook in here, a lot of play action. And I'm a little bit worried about those fourth quarter points, but I'm going to go with Green Bay in the under. Indy and Jacksonville. I mean, how much time we have? I think we have what time for one more. Indy at Jacksonville. The Colts are a 7.5-point favorite. 45.5 is the over under.
I mean, if you're doing locks this week, I think this is about as easy as they come. We both said we're going to take the Colts as far as the survivor goes. Colts over. I expect a lot of garbage time from Jacksonville in this one, which will be good for fantasy purposes and for the over purposes. So I'll take Indy and the over fairly easy.
Yeah, I think I'm not as sold on the over. I like the garbage time idea. I think Indianapolis has the opportunity to maintain the clock a little bit. Jacksonville's going to struggle on every front. And what I'm worried about when you look at an over is I'm worried about Jacksonville getting on the board really whatsoever. It is going to be interesting seeing how the Colts end up working where, I don't know if you saw this quote, but they said Taylor is there to spell Marlon Mack. I hate that terminology. I just
wrong.
Okay, but you know, right. You got Phillip Rivers, and you know, do you want first game out the gates for Phillip Rivers to throw the ball 55 times? I'm not sure. So I think there's going to be a lot of more I'm talking about this, I'm actually going to go under. I'm changing
that.
You're
going to go under?
I'm going under. I can't do it because I think Indianapolis is going to have such a control on the ball the entire game. I don't think it's going to be a score at will situation. But if you're having, you know, 7-minute drives that are running through Marlon Mack and short passes through Phillip Rivers, I just don't think it's a point where Indianapolis is going to score 35 points in the first half or anything like that. And Jacksonville's offense is going to stall. I just don't particularly love an over on this game, even though I know you're confident about it. So I'm going to go Indianapolis for sure. But I see this more as like a 25-3 game.
It's week one for, I'm really excited about this Colts defense, but it's week one for them too. So I think they'll let a couple, and they get lax when they're up so much in the third, fourth quarter. So I think Jacksonville will score a little bit.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got a ton of games to get to. You got that New England game we talked about, the Cardinals at my San Francisco 49ers. Bogman's Pittsburgh team is coming up. So don't go anywhere. We continue on with our week one NFL picks right here in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid and the Mightier 1090 in San Diego. holla holla to everybody on week one action, which I don't know, man. Like, it hasn't hit me yet. I mean, Thursday night football is great, but an entire Sunday of NFL, it's going to be the recharge. It's going to be the recharge we all needed, I think. You know,
I think
as long
so
as Bogman's cable provider doesn't go out.
Yeah. If my cable provider doesn't go out, I'll be fine. You know, the Longhorns play on Saturday. The Sunday of, I love the first Sunday that the Steelers don't play on Sunday too, because they play, you know, the first Monday night football game, because I get to sit and watch Red Zone all day long and see all of the stuff that's happening in fantasy week one and get a real good, just get a real good breakdown on everything and be able to pay attention. So going to be so much fun. I'm super excited for it.
We'll also be exciting reviewing next week, as every week we're going to have to really fit all this stuff in. We're going to be reviewing our picks from the previous week and then going through our picks each week. And Bogman, very successful last year. Me, okay. And already off to an interesting start as we're having some disagreements. So getting back into our week one picks, we only got four games in that last segment. We are at the Raiders. Carolina Panthers. Raiders, a 3-point road favorite with a 47.5 on the over. And Bogman, I am torn on the over under on this, because I don't love Carolina's setup here, but they do have Christian McCaffrey. Well, what say you? What say you here?
I'm going the Raiders in the over in this one. I don't particularly like the over. I think if this was a normal year, I might take the under on this. But we got to remember what defenses we're dealing with here. The Panthers spent seven of their seven draft picks on the defense. Even if they have good replacements, it's their first NFL game. And the Raiders, they added a bunch of pieces this year, added two new big time linebackers in Littleton and Kwiatkowski. But, you know, it's putting it all together. So I just don't think that they're going to be all together and gelling great in week one. That's why I'm going to take the over. And I just think, I think the Raiders are overall a better team than the Panthers. The Panthers have, like, you know, one good piece, two good pieces. It's CMC and Moore, and that's it. After that, everything is kind of just, you know, average for the NFL. So I have to take the Raiders in this one.
You know, it's interesting, a lot of how you played that out. Like, I agree, both on defense, the defensive side plays well for the over. But in this type of week, when how this, I feel I'm going to give the advantage to that home team, you know, the non-travel. I think Teddy Bridgewater is a better game manager. And I don't think it would be asinine to walk out of the 2020 season realizing that Teddy Bridgewater is a better quarterback than Derek Carr. And with that, you've got the better running back. I think you've got a better number one overall receiver in DJ Moore. You got Christian McCaffrey. There's some explosiveness in that offense. And I'm not sure how locked in we're going to see this Raider team, even though I love Josh Jacobs. I think this could just be a matter of two not good teams pounding it out. So I want to get those points and take that home field advantage. I'm going to take Carolina, and I'm going to go with the over on this one.
That's fair. And that's what Joe did too. So when I was talking to Joe during our Lion Star show. So
New England is hosting the Miami Dolphins. New England is a 6.5-point favorite. 42 is the over-under. Bogman, I am going New England in the over. The over, I guess I just feel weird about a lot of these over-unders because of this week, and we don't have a reference point. Like, I don't know what this Miami team
week
looks
one
like.
Is tough in general. Week one stuff in general, the Welsh. So COVID week one is it, there's going to be some crazy S going down. We know that.
But that's why I like, that's why I'm going to go with the over, because I think Fitzpatrick is going to put on a few points. And I think New England's going to, I think, especially in this game, New England has a chance to look like classic New England, even though it's furthest from that, because there's no Gronk, there's no Brady, you know, it's a brand new quarterback finally after years and years. And I think Cam Newton's going to be able to step in and have a really good connection with those running backs. I don't know where Edelman and the rest of the receivers will look, but I'm very positive about the running backs and Cam Newton. So New England and the over on that one. So we agree. Buffalo hosting the Jets. Buffalo is 6.5-point home favorite, but the lowest line of the week. So actually that Detroit Chicago is the third lowest line. 39.5 is the over under for the Jets and Buffalo.
I mean, and it's to be expected, I think. This seems like a slug-it-out game, even though these games are always more fun in December when there's some weather and stuff between a team like the Jets and the Bills. But for this opener, I think that the Jets probably aren't going to be able to put a ton together, especially against a really, really good Buffalo defense in week one. So it makes me, people are going to victory lap me, I think, maybe on Bell's week one performance here against the Bills. We'll see. But I got to take the Bills on this one, and I'm going to go with the over. I think that line is just too low, 39.5. I mean, you get a 23-20 game, and that goes over. So give me Buffalo and give me death and the under.
I'm going to follow you with it. It just it's a trap. Like, it feels like it's a trap.
Though Admiral Akbar game right here.
It's a trap. Yeah, this comes back to like I said with New England and Miami. I'm really, really interested to see what does this Jets team look like? How dicey are they going to be? I think I know who Buffalo is, and you know they've got some explosive game-breaking players. You know, Stephon Diggs and John Brown on both sides of the ball are going to be really difficult for defenses as they stretch the field, and they've got a couple of very capable running backs in there. I just don't know who the Jets fully are. What type of disaster will it look like, or can this look like a well-oiled machine? So I'll go with the over, but I am going to take I'm going to take Buffalo in the home. We've got Philly traveling to Washington. Even though Washington is a mess, Philly's only a 5.5-point favorite. Is this still right, Bugs? With a 42.5?
Yeah. Everything is checked and all
okay,
set.
Okay, cool.
This game, look, Washington is going to get better, but it ain't going to be week one. I don't think so. So I know Dwayne Haskins is a million times better than where he was last year and all that stuff, but Philly is kind of a well-oiled machine. I think even if Miles Sanders was to completely miss this game, they are going to stomp Washington into the ground. So this is a pretty easy Philly in the over for me.
I feel very, very good about Philly. This is one, like, maybe after we can do our confidence points. I always like when we used to, if we have time for it, I always like when we would do our parlay bet. That would be an interesting one, maybe even the 3-minute segment. But I love Philly in this one. And I guess I would go with the over. Terry McLaurin's pretty explosive. I'm tempted to tap the under, though. You know what? I'm going with the under. I'm going with my gut. I'm changing it. Under.
What I'm doing. If I'm waffling, which I am on a bunch of these games, I just hammer the over.
That's pretty smart. That's actually pretty smart. But I want to go with my gut, which was the under on that. Seattle and Atlanta. This is a very fun one. One of the higher overs of the week. I think the second highest, as a matter of fact. Seattle travels to Atlanta. Seattle is a 1.5-point road favorite. 49.5 is the over. And I think I'm with you in lockstep, though I am tempted with Atlanta. I am going Seattle in the over. And it's a defense factor, even though both could struggle. Atlanta's defense is far worse than Seattle's. So I think that's the defining factor between probably two relatively explosive offenses.
Yeah, I think this is just the strength matches up just so much better for Seattle. Their wide receivers are way better than the secondary in Atlanta. And the strength, one of the strengths for Seattle is that secondary, now adding Jamal Adams against that rough Atlanta pass defense. Not that Atlanta's not going to score. I am going to take the over, but I got Seattle in a little bit of a walk here, even traveling. So I like that one a lot.
The Chargers are coming to Cincinnati. The Chargers are a 3.5-point road favorite. 42.5 is the over under. Bogman, I really want to hit the Chargers on this one. I just don't like that 3.5 line. That's what gets me.
This is my upset special of the week. I got Cincinnati against the spread. I also got them straight up. I mean, I think Joe Burrow is going to come out firing week one. I think he's going to look good. And remember, Cincinnati played Seattle really hard week one last year. So Zach Taylor gets them dudes ready for week one. So I hope that I'm all wrong about Joe Burrow for everything. I hope he's terrible because I'm a Steelers fan, but I don't think I'm going to be. So I'm going to take the Bengals and the over on this one.
One of the big factors why I'm going to go with the Chargers on this, even though I hate that 3.5, I think this could literally be a 3-point win, is that defensive line in Joe Burrow's face all game. You're going to have Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa in his face the entire game. And I hate the loss of Derwin James, but I think Cincinnati is still working through a lot of their problems, even though they got a lot of wide receiver options. If you can keep Joe Burrow off kilter, I think that's a winning plan. So I am going to go with the Chargers, and I'm going to go with the over. Cardinals at my Niners. Niners are 7-point favorite. 48.5 is the over under. I am going San Francisco in the under, and you are a communist.
I'm going with, look, the Cardinals, they didn't play spoiler, but they played aggravator to your Niners last year. They played them real tough. So I'm going to take the Cardinals, even though this is on the road. I'm going to go over on this one. I told you about the Niners game script the last time they played the Cards. I think we're going to see an all-out aerial assault in this one on both sides. So easy over for me. And I'll take the Cardinals as one of the few dogs I'm picking this week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with a lot of what you said. I don't agree with the all-out aerial assault with the 49ers because they're more banged up than they've ever been before. They have very capable players in Kendrick Bourne and Trent Taylor, but I think it's going to be a lot of shorter stuff. And when the aerial assault works well for the 49ers, it is playing that deep ball when they can, and I'm just not sure it's going to be quite there. It'll probably be a lot of play action to Kittle, which that could be your big play stuff. So taking Arizona with the points makes a lot of sense. I'm just, you know, I can't do it. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans is a 3.5-point home favorite. 47.5 is the over-under.
New Orleans in the over for me. I don't know if you saw, by the way, the Welsh. There's a little diciness on getting this game underway because Louisiana has said no football in the state right now. So there's some weirdness there. They got to get that settled before Sunday. But New Orleans in the over, the home team. This is the easiest over of the week, I think. And I'm going to take the home team.
I think when we do that parlay, it's going to be tapping that over. I'm also going New Orleans in the over. Dallas at the Rams. Dallas is a 3-point favorite, 51.5. That's your highest over of the week is the over-under. What do you got?
Give me the Rams in the over. I think this is going to be a much more fun game than expected. I think the Rams are going to come out a little bit better than we expected. They had that Super Bowl hangover last year, but this is still a good offense, if anything. Rams in the over for me at home.
I think Dallas is tough. I think the Rams look a lot better and are probably being undersold a little bit, but I think Dallas is the worst-case scenario you could have. I'll go with the over. It's dicey to me, as they all seem to be are, but I'm going to go with Dallas in the three. Pittsburgh at the Giants. 5.5 is Pittsburgh's favorite. 56.5 or 46.5 is the over. Obviously, you're going Pittsburgh over under.
I went over. This line actually dropped 2 points from yesterday to today, which is a little surprising. I'm not sure why. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I'll take the over on this one fairly easy.
I'll go Pittsburgh in the over. Last one, Tennessee. Don't like it. Tennessee at Denver. Tennessee's a 1.5-point favorite. 41.5 is the over-under. But Cortland Sutton, I don't know if the lines are going to move even more if once you're listening to this. Cortland Sutton having an MRI, which does not seem good for him being able to play this weekend. That hurts Denver even a tiny bit more.
And they lost Von Miller, and Bradley Chubb is going to be on a pitch count. It's just Derrick Henry is going to set his pace for the year in this one. They should run
maybe
right down the Broncos' throat. I got this one easy. Tennessee over is a little dicey on this one because I think there's going to be a lot of running, but I'll take the over.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm definitely going Tennessee on this one. I agree on the overside of this. Both teams could go heavy run, which game management could, even though it's only 41.5, could kind of screw us a little bit. But I'm going to go Tennessee and the over. All right, so when we come back, we've only got a couple minutes before the end of the hour. We will pick a little parlay. We'll pick our three big bets of the week, and we'll see if we can hit it. So don't go anywhere. Bogman Welsh in this league. Right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
What's up, friendos? Hour two, pretty much in the books here. Though we do have one quick little pickup before hour three is coming up with Casey Bubba. Casey Bubba is tagging in for me. And Bogman, I'm guessing, what do you got? His picks is the next setup.
Yeah, we'll be doing his picks too, and we'll have a little reaction to that Thursday night game because we're recording after the Thursday night game.
Ooh, so the Thursday night breakdown and some Casey Bubba picks, but locks. So we just gave you all of our picks. If you missed any of it, you can, of course, go and listen to the podcast version of this, which should be available over on Sports Grid, or just, you know, podcast app, search In This League. You'll find the artwork for the radio show, and you can listen to all the picks we had. But now we are picking our parlay. three pick parlay. It's kind of like our locks. So Bogman, give me your parlay for the week.
My three team parlay, I'm not doing any over unders. I'm picking straight teams here. I'm going to do Cincinnati plus the 3.5 at home against the Chargers, Philly minus 5.5 on the road against Washington, and Seattle minus 1.5 on the road against the Falcons. Those are my locks of the century of the week and all that stuff.
Signed up for the locks of the week at the century. We're going to break it down. I just called the number right now. Remember that? Remember when people called the number? Did you ever
remember
call the number?
Two for the money? No. No, no, I never.
We had a friend that called the Lions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was.
He's probably in a ditch right now.
He's probably doing unsavory things in a bathroom for more gambling money is probably what he's doing.
Absolutely. All right. So my lock on the parlay, I'm going to go with the Colts over the Jaguars, even though it's Colts minus 7.5. It's my pick of the week, and it's a lock on the bets. I'm going to go Philly minus 5.5 over Washington. That's my second one. And give me that over. Give me that over in New Orleans and Tampa Bay, only 47.5. As long as it plays, I expect it to be a rout and lots of points with Tom Brady and Drew Brees. So Indy, Philly, and the over in Tampa Bay for me, Cincy, Philly, and Seattle for Bogman. Those are our parlays, and I'm going to get to see what the hell is going on here for next week. So that's it for me. Hour two in the books. Hour three is coming up. Our boy Casey Bubba, more picks, Thursday night football reaction. And of course, make sure you're locked back here next week, or you can just come and check us out on Monday morning on the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast as a full week one breakdown from a fantasy perspective is going down. But don't go anywhere. Hour three of In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.